Keep still. I'm aching. Winter's passing flakes are just too feathery to cover infamies of this century. Berries flame bare twigs, their shadows bloodying stones and twisted girders in the wind. Keep still. Must be reliving time men inch like rats from foxholes, aiming shells from mud, stared into eyes that never would stare back. Keep still. A sharp chill. Last night, remembrance dickered with my ears. The screaming kettle burned itself to blazes. Then, catching bedlam on the morning news, lost my footing, and a tray of china shattered down the stairs. Survival heaps dead flowers into sleep. Keep still. I think I'm dreaming. I'd like now to read a brief prose statement related to September 11th, 2001, and things rather like it in my experience. Cascades of ivy deepening toward winter bloody the wall outside the window. How can I write with so much pain dividing nightmare from reality? As I re-feel the anguish of that moment making no sense. As the world looked down and thousands disappeared within the blinking of an eye. How can one touch the agony that will forever be their secret? The philosopher Adorno's assertion that after Auschwitz there could be no more poetry seems a cop-out. Auschwitz, Pearl Harbor, September 11, 2001, will be remembered, as were other tragedies, through a poet's voice. All I can say of Quiet Please is so much smaller than a breath, lost in a world that can never be the same again.